This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the next hour, hear how 13-year NFL vet thinks.
You can't just do it one play. You got to reset. You got to do it over and over and over again. Until we come out here with a win. Let's do it.
This is Brown Safety, Rodney McLeod.
Rodney McLeod joining us in studio in the Smart Choice Windows and More studio. Hey, if you go to a Guardians game on the road, do you have to wear a Guardians hat? A Browns player.
Yeah.
So Travis Kelce's in the wrong and he should have wore something Guardians because he's from Cleveland?
It's different. You know, if you it's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm here. You know, this is my team that I play for, the city I represent right now. So, I mean, I feel like for me, I'm not a big baseball fan, but if I'm going to go to a game right now, yeah, I'm put on the Guardian cap. That's me.
There you go. Thank you. Well, I guess I got it. Do I have to say bad things about Travis Kelce?
Well, we were just surprised because he's sitting there. It's game one. The cameras are fixated on him throughout the broadcast because he's there with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And we were expecting... He always represents Cleveland when he's out and about.
Yeah.
I mean, this is somebody who doesn't play for a Cleveland team. He plays for Kansas City, but he always, on his podcast, he's always talking about Cleveland, how instrumental Cleveland is, and how he wants to put Cleveland on the map and everything. And last night, he was not wearing
He couldn't do it.
He couldn't face the fans.
Zaire Swish has also tweeted at me here that if I'm not going to give Travis Kelce hell, I can't get Mitch hell for wearing both Yankee hats and Cleveland hats. Which is a good point, but I don't want it to work that way. So if I got to give,
Kelce didn't wear a Yankees hat. He just wore a fashionable hat.
Mitch, so, okay, Mitch is behind you, right?
Yeah.
Mitch is a 27-year-old man. Mitch does not play in professional sports, so it's like, you've seen how the sausage is made, and so I wouldn't be surprised if you're like, yeah, I'm not a fan of any teams anymore. Like, I get that. All right? But for him, he's still, like, we all live in a fantasy land. Okay? He says he's both a fan of the Yankees and the Cleveland Guardians, and they're playing each other in the American League Championship Series, and I just don't think that that's a possibility that that can happen, Rodney.
What's the story? What's the story behind the Yankees?
I don't know what his story is, other than he's full of it. Say something on the microphone for yourself, Mitch.
A Dallas Cowboys fan.
He can, huh?
Duke Blue
We've
Devils.
Talked about this.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He can't speak because Rodney's speaking. I don't know how it works. You don't yell at me over it. Well, you can't yell at me. You just shake your head.
You do know how it works. We've talked about it.
Yeah. Well, again, there's things that go through my ears and not through my ears. Anyway, so Mitch is a fan of both the teams.
Mm.
Mitch can't speak for himself. Is that possible?
Now Mitch can speak.
Okay,
speak,
now Mitch can speak. Okay.
No, the whole thing started because I am not a full-time Yankees fan compared to Guardians. If the Guardians are playing the Yankees, I always take the Guardians every single time. But if the Guardians are not in it in a year and the Yankees are still in it, I have at least some vesting interest in the playoffs.
See, if you're going to be a media guy, you have to understand that that's crazy.
I mean, I feel like it's... I think that's fair, though. Like,
that's fair?
People have two teams. People have two teams.
Rodney, we're about to have a problem.
Thank you, Rodney.
That's fair.
People have two teams.
Yeah. How's that fair?
He just claimed who he's with right now. He claimed who he's with.
I have the hat right here.
Wait. That's not how it works.
No.
You can't have two teams.
No.
You can't have two
Why
teams.
Not?
Because one team plays in Cleveland and he's from here and he claims to be a fan of that team.
Yeah.
You can't just go ahead. You can have teams that you hate less than others or like, hey, I kind of like whatever. That's fine. But buying gear of theirs and saying you're a fan of theirs when they're not playing, I mean, that's insane, Rodney.
Have you ever visited New York?
Three times, actually, yeah.
Been to a game there?
Three games, actually, yeah.
Man, come on. He's invested. Now, if he said, no, I've never been to New York or never been to a game, then I'll give
that
him some.
Weird.
I've been to a Steelers game. Am I all of a sudden a Steeler fan? They're not playing the Browns. Am I all of a sudden a Steeler fan?
You've never claimed to be a Steelers fan.
You're damn right, but that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense just because he's gone there. But he, if he's going to go to New York and pay those prices to go sit in a Yankee stadium to go watch a Yankee game, you can't then turn around and say you're going to be a Guardians
fan. But then Mitch is also not dejected like he should be. If the Guardians were a true number one, he would have been sad sack you know what today.
Yes.
He has not been.
He's
just kind of laying low.
He's taking the route of, I've already won the series. The series is already over for him.
He's actually making snide comments to us. He's making comments to us.
How many Guardians games have you been to?
In my lifetime? Gosh, yeah. It has to be over 100.
Oh, come on, guys. He showed his loyalty.
I've been to more playoff games this year than Owen's there.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
He showed his loyalty to the city, right, Rodney? The Yankees thing then? If he's showing his loyalty, why is he doing the Yankees?
Not this series.
It should.
Exactly.
You got to draw a line in the sand. How many times have we played them in the postseason? It's been a ton.
Six times.
And
since 95.
It's not going to end this year, right? We got a young team. We know what their payroll is. We're probably going to be seeing them all the time. You can't continue this way.
It's impossible, Rodney.
Guys, I've never been more mad on the show than I am right now.
I know. Well, I'm trying to avoid something else in here. So, you know, we're just moving on with that. Tony, you want to go on to the next thing?
I did want to know whether or not he knew those Eagles fans that he was celebrating next to after he scored the touchdown, because it looked like maybe some words were being exchanged back and forth. Really, that whole game, by the way, from their coach on down, there was the most trash talk. It just is something about Philly, their head coach. Maybe it all starts with him, but it looked very lively, especially after you scored that touchdown.
Yeah. I did not know any of those Eagles fans. There's a rule there. You don't cross certain lines. Like, I gave them, blowing kisses at them, things like that. But I'm not looking for handshakes in Philly. I'm not looking for any of that, even though I played there. In that moment, that's a rough crowd. So, I just kept it PG as possible. Walked out of there with everything, that I came in with. But it was a fun time. Those fans, of course, they give you everything that you can handle. And then, you saw from, the head coaches. And that's what you see. It's two teams, highly competitive, drawn at one another. A lot of good plays on both sides being made. But yeah, that was a fun moment in the link.
Well, you're going to end up disagreeing with me on this because maybe you will, maybe you won't. You're a player, so I imagine you will. Who was the guy who went in the stands with the Titans a few years ago? Remember? And he got the drink thrown at him, and then they had the whole back and forth on that. You weren't here at that time, were you?
No.
That was a few years ago. You were in Indianapolis, maybe? It might have been even before that.
Yeah, I think it was before. I do remember seeing it. But yeah, you do have to – you got to find your people. If you're going to jump in the stands, you got to find your
people.
See,
that's like what I'm saying.
I did that, when I played for Philly. I actually jumped in the stands. We were playing Washington. That's my hometown. So I jumped in. But normally there's a sea full of, Eagles fans. There was a lot of Browns fans when we played there, a couple weeks too. But you have to find your people. I found my people. They helped me up there. They gave me some love. Huh?
Are you doing that before the game? Like, have you found, like, okay, if something happens, in?
It's just in a moment. In the moment, you got to spot them. Where they at? It's just like a person handing, a fan of football. You're going to spot them out.
Yeah, because it might have been what Joe Mixon tried to do it one year, and the one guy stiff-armed him out of stands. Yeah.
The people, the one thing that does happen is beer gets tossed at you, and sometimes we are famous here in Cleveland for what happened with Bottlegate when the referees blew a call and they unleashed – over the next 20 minutes, and it was kind of a dark moment. Mm-hmm. It ended up being a dark moment because you had players that were getting nailed as they were walking on in. Do you ever worry about that you can go too far, especially not knowing how fans are going to react?
No. You got to take everything that comes with it when you step over those lines. And for me, like I said, find your people, and they'll make sure they protect you. That's my rule.
So what did you think of Sirianni barking with the fans? Tell the truth. He ain't gonna play him again. Tell the truth.
No, I love Nick because he's very fiery. He's a highly competitive coach. But you have to know your environment. You know, with that, with those fans, that just comes with the job. And you can't bark back. Like right now, I feel like, you know, he's at that point right now where he's like, you know, I don't give a,
uh-huh.
You know? And so for him, you know, he has to be careful, but you can't do it. And then you can't come back and ask for forgiveness because those fans, you know, it's hard. They don't really forgive often.
That's the point. It's like, what do you do? Like, I think that he's kind of past the point of no return there.
Yeah.
Like, now it's like, okay, if you're going to sit there and bark at fans. And then the whole thing about the kids in the press conference. Everybody likes kids at a press conference. But you know this, like, if they were 8-1 and you want to bring the kids to the press conference, that's cool. But you've been in the heat for the last 2 weeks mm-hmm. about your job, mm-hmm. about your status with the organization. You beat the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. You're coming off a bye. And you didn't look good doing it. I know you're sitting right in front of me. It's a weird thing to say. Sorry, Ronnie. But they didn't look good doing it. And then you're going to bring your kids up to the press conference there. It's almost like it's a shield. And I didn't like that move by him. I didn't like the barking at the fans. But in Philly, like I remember what Howie Roseman a couple years ago went right back after the fans. After a win, they were like congratulating him. And he was giving him the bird and all this other stuff. So maybe it's a Philly thing. Fine. But the whole kid thing and the... Well, they're not going to say anything to me. That's going to be really tight because my kids are here. Like,
yeah, but I think that's a consistent, you know, act by him, right, to bring his kid up.
Has he done it in the past?
I don't know if that's the case, but I'm telling you right now, I think he's done it a few times. If he's done it a few times, I still don't care because I still think that in that moment you got to go up there and you got to face it the way it is. He's been embroiled in controversy for 2 weeks about his future. And he's been a successful coach. I understand that it's a weird standard they have over there. And once they pick you to leave in Philly, they pick you to leave, for better or for worse.
For sure.
But damn it, like, you kind of got to stand in there and
can
understand.
Can you not celebrate a win with your child?
Do you have to do that in the press conference where they're supposed to ask you the tough questions on what you did and what you didn't do?
But if he's done that, if that is his thing, right, if that's something that he's now made an identity of his or so often during wins he brings his son up, you got to respect it. And the truth is they don't like how they're winning. But
that's a way to put it.
They're winning. Right? We all know we're sitting in on the opposite side of things, right? Like we haven't won in some time. So winning in the National Football League is not easy. Everybody has their own idea on how they want you to win. But at the end of the day, you got a W in the column. Be happy. Move on.
But that's supposed to make everybody happy? Because I think at some point, like, the standard changes. Like, the standard was supposed to be different for us. Like, I'll take any win we can get now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know you will, too. But
it don't matter.
Like, Roddy, I know you don't listen to us, and it's probably good you don't, because I think you lose your mind. Like, I've touted you as Brown's leading scorer, Roddy McLeod, coming in today. And I know you can't say anything about that, but I will, and that's part of the problem that what we have here. So I'll take anyone we can get.
Mm-hmm.
And if Kevin Stefanski, if we ended up being 2-5 and Kevin Stefanski wanted to go up there and start acting like Ric Flair, I'd probably have a problem with that, too, to be honest with you. But either way, like, I don't know. The standard's different. So I don't think you can just bring up all the kiddos because you want a game in week 6 in the regular season.
But is the kid going to stop him from answering the tough questions?
It's going to stop me from asking the questions.
Why?
If you...
Oh, that looks
Ronnie,
like it works.
Rodney? that's the point. That's the point. Does anybody... Like, honestly, Rodney, if you coach the Browns,
mm-hmm.
and we... I'm going to use a different example. If you coach the Colts... If Jim Irsay got in his cups a little bit, goes, I'm going to make Rodney was a leader. I'm going to make Rodney the head coach. And you brought your daughter up. I'm not going to ask you tough questions because I'm not a psycho. So if your daughter's a baby now, right?
Yeah.
When your daughter's like a toddler, and mm-hmm. say you decide you're like, yeah, maybe broadcasting ain't for me. I want to get into coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys go out and you get hammered by the Texans or something. I'm not going to ask you a bunch of mean-spirited stuff or lay traps for you to get you in trouble with the media or anything about your quarterback or anything about the wide receiver, the relationship, the offense, and what you're doing with the offensive coordinator. I'm not going to do that.
Mm.
It's your daughter's there. Wow. I'm not going to ask you about your job security in front of your own child. I mean, you know.
They barely know what's going on.
Who barely? The kids?
Yeah.
I'm still talking about a man's livelihood in front of his child. There is a difference. There is a difference. You can see that, can't you?
Now there's this compassion for for the child.
Yes. That, I mean, you've seen A Christmas Carol. The whole thing is Tiny Tim.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to separate Bob Cratchit from his employment. Look at Tiny Tim. He's going to die. Mm. You don't want to do that. So it's like the same, even though, you know, head coaches in the NFL make a fine salary and they'll be okay. You don't want to do that.
Now, what if it's Iowa?
I just think it's a cop-out.
What if it's Iowa and Kirk Ferentz brings his son up there on the podium?
And makes him the offensive coordinator.
And oddly enough, Brian actually sits on his lap.
that would be interesting.
Be an interesting one.
You guys surprise me every day.
We find
so
ways.
So the kid is
off-limits in the
off
press
limits.
Conference. Off limits in the press conference.
What sort of questions are you asking? Just very
to Nick Sirianni.
Right? Yeah. What would you ask him?
If I was Eagle Media?
Yeah. And his child was up there. What would you?
I don't think you're gonna like hearing it.
Ken, we got a platform. Let's hear him.
If I was asking him, I'd go, "Why are you yelling at?" Because at that point, they knew about him yelling at fans. Why are you yelling at fans when you? I'm sorry, Ronnie. Why are you yelling at fans and making a big deal with fans? The Browns are 1-5. And we're supposed to hold you to a higher standard. You're supposed to be a Super Bowl team. Your quarterback makes $200 million now, and your quarterback, by all accounts, doesn't like you. Mm. Why are you
that's
bringing...
That's not gentle.
It ain't gentle. Yeah. But that's the questions that are asked.
That's fair. How is a child going to alter the questions that you ask?
Because if I ask that, you hear that question I just asked, how am I supposed to ask that when a man's kid's out there with him?
What do you mean?
Your job's on the line.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Junior, how are you doing? Like, you can't do that.
Until
can't.
It's Halloween and the kid's dressed up in costume.
Yes. Excuse me, son, I have to ask you about your dad getting fired from a job that most people dream about. Like, that's crazy. Hey, Junior, do you like your school? Yeah, you might not be there very longer because your dad's about to get fired.
You
anyway,
don't think his child is hearing about it somewhere else?
I think there was a time they used to. I don't know.
Those clips surface all through online.
Yeah, that's a good
point. Probably talk about it at the school.
You got me there.
Hey, your dad. Hey, I saw your dad.
You got me there.